This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I did it again. I put my foot in my mouth and did not mean to. I apologize.
Can you put them behind your ears?
No, not anymore. Not after the hip surgery. I thought my friend was supposed to be Cam Newton for Halloween, and he's the Mad Hatter.
I mean, look.
Right?
It's pretty much the same.
I know. My Lord.
Them wild hats Cam Newton wears.
Yeah. Anyway, Paige, over to you.
Over to me. Thank you. Well, if you had to hand
Thank
out
you.
Something, didn't say you should hand out these things instead of candy on Halloween night?
You know what, Dennis, is this?
Those plugs with the tails.
No.
You like a chipmunk or a squirrel or a beaver? Oh, God.
I don't know what you're talking about, fat boy.
You know, special little tails you can wear?
Oh.
Yeah,
you know, it's a
EDM concert, some things.
Keep it in by you tuck it into your belt loop. And
right, that's how it's tucked in.
Oh, I know now. Actually,
did you ever wear those braided belts in high school? Never had enough to do it with, but you'd get a bigger size belt, and then you'd loop it around and then push it straight down.
Yeah, that was the style.
I couldn't get a belt big enough, but I'm glad now because that looked stupid.
It was like a Kmart special, and the weave was, what, maybe 4 strands of leather?
Maybe, and I wore that with my fake Sebagos.
And we would slit the bottom of the pants, just like...
Up the side a little bit.
Oh, yeah, the side slits.
And then they'd start ripping up the side all the way, and then we just... That's when the grunge era started.
Man, we were stupid. We would have got bullied by the kids now.
Moms forgot how to hem. That's what it was.
Is that what happened?
Yep, they forgot. We can blame our grandmothers for not passing that on.
Well, okay, so these dentists are saying that you need to limit the amount of candy your kids are going to have at one sitting.
Stupid-ass dentist.
Have them cut back on their sweets for their teeth and don't have them exposed to sugar for a long time.
Hey, why don't you go watch Dr. Giggles and get over it? Wasn't that about a dentist? Dr. Giggles?
Yeah, he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
Dentist.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
How did I talk and burp at the same time?
Talent.
Oh.
Well, and also encourage them to brush their teeth after having the candy. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, after the last piece.
Yeah. And according to this, you should hand out stickers and Play-Doh instead of candy if you had to choose.
Oh, Dennis, put some kind of, put a tooth or something on your mailbox so we'll know not to go there. It'd be like the Passover. Oh, I'm not going to go there, Mom. Why? Because they just give stickers away because he's a dentist. They don't believe in candy.
He's a tooth fairy. How Dad says it.
Sideways hands.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember
wearing
my mom.
Really light loafers.
My mom would take away because we would get sick if we ate too much candy, and she would take them away from.
Remember that time I thought I went into sugar shock and no one seemed to really care when I ate 2 dozen donuts?
Yeah, you were a kid. It was fundraiser donuts, right?
For church, yeah. And yeah. I ate 2 dozen and like
swallowed them
down. No joke, like a 2-hour span. And then we went to the Bilo trade show afterwards that was at the Palmetto Expo Center then, and I had to go lay down on chairs, and my parents just went on getting their free grocery samples, and I'm sitting there like shivering, like going into almost a diabetic coma, I felt like.
It's an anaphylactic shock.
That's the word, yeah. And it was like, oh, just lay there. We'll come get you, you puss.
They got to intubate, tube them right now, bag them.
I don't know what that means. It sounds sexual in nature.
Intubate?
Don't say it again.
I'm not gonna. All right, well.
Is it a baby intubator? I don't know.
So if you had to give out something else, what would you hand out besides candy?
You mentioned
quarters with your
dad.
Yeah.
What if somebody that gave out nickels? What were you going to do with a nickel?
God, was it my... Maybe my dad gave out nickels and it wasn't quarters.
We knew a guy who gave out nickels.
Okay. I don't want to confuse my history.
Yeah, it's possible they both did, maybe, but this guy definitely...
A nickel then's a quarter now, probably.
That is true. One man's nickel is another man's trash or whatever they say.
Quarter.
Yeah. Quarter horse. You got a horse. It's just a big quarter walking around the farm.
Oh, no. It's like a quarter horse. Like it's three-fourths
like a
deer,
tiny horse.
And it's quarter horse.
How do you think about it?
It's a horse with antlers. It's weird. I do have a goat that looks like a crossover between, like, I swear. I'll get a good picture of it and put it up online. His name's Pierre. I didn't name him. He's got the coat of a deer, but he's a goat. It's unlike, he's almost like a brindle pattern. I've never seen it before.
God, man, this opens up a whole thing I don't want to open up right now.
I know.
Do you think
dragons used to exist? Yes.
Well, do you think animals, obviously cats do a lot, be like farm animals inbreed a lot? I only ask because I found out there's a family in West Virginia who's the bloodlines of inbreeding. Like,
are they the ones that have blue skin?
No, I don't think so.
Some up in Kentucky that literally have blue skin. No joke.
The one guy barks like a dog. They trace it all the way back to...
Oh, my gosh.
When
the moon's out or all the time?
All the time.
Wow.
They trace it all the way back to a guy who had three kids. He had a son and two twin daughters. That's where it started. One of the daughters had 15 kids, and then it just took off from them.
With their brother?
Yeah. That's where the incest started. Then they just like all boom.
Can you look at them and tell?
Oh yeah.
Cross-eyed?
Yeah, man. I can send you the link. There's a whole YouTube documentary on them.
Oh man.
They are way messed up.
Why is that allowed?
And people go take pictures.
Are they from Britain? Like what is that?
No, they're way up in West Virginia.
Wow.
I think the Whitakers is the name of the family. Look them up on YouTube, man.
That's wild.
Look rough.
I mean, you got to think, like, I mean, you don't have to, but, like, you know, if you're in, a small town way back when or whatever.
I mean, come on, man.
Like, how else did? I don't want to think that way. Stop it. But, I mean, you know, it's like.
The only girls around is your sister. Like, man, come on.
No.
That's why they wanted to leave this one whore town.
That's what it was.
So the whore was her sister. Horse, it says here. It was Horsetown.
Can you tell by...
Horsetown in the skies. It was up in Maggie Valley.
Look, can you tell by looking at the one... Look at
all
the
right,
one
I'm
going to
walk over and see. Yeah, because I do want to look, because I've seen people before I thought were, but I thought I was just being judgmental.
If I click on it, you're not going to be able to see the picture. Look at that guy in the middle. That's the one that barks like a dog.
Oh, wow. Take your headphone off for a minute. What's wrong with them?
Oh, hang on. I forgot to cue up the music, man. I had my
Holy
eastbound
crap. God. Yeah, I had to share something with that boy off there about one of the people in that picture.
I don't know if they're going to keep doing it now.
Well, now that the secret's out.
Because people just drive up to where they are just to take pictures.
This week on My 1,000-Pound Sister Wife.
I've never seen that show.
1,000-Pound Sister Wife? I just made that up.
Or even 1,000-Pound Sister.
Oh. Well, don't you? Yeah, but you feel like you know about it. Like, I've never watched the 90 Day Fiancé with the guy with no neck, but I feel like I know that guy through names only.
These people are extra protective, like their neighbors are. So people have come up before, but they've had GoFundMes, and this thing has blown up so much that people just drive by just to take pictures. And the neighbors are like, you know, the hell with it. And I guess it's okay.
It's like the whites in West Virginia. Like, they literally, again, I haven't talked to those people in like 10 years. We just have lost touch. But
yeah.
They would all the way, like, they'd be in here talking about, go to my GoFundMe page.
No, Ron Nile.
People would. Like, they'd sit there, and they were logged into their GoFundMe. This crap was going off by maybe some of you. And I'm like, y'all, they're going to buy pills and stuff. They just said it.
Go to my GoFundMe page. I need some Xanax.
I got some money. Don't give me any.
I don't like sloppy, slimy eggs.
You sound just like her.
I wish she came in. It's just oh my with God.
So you can call me whatever you want to now.
Yeah, big boy.
I know. Old jerk down the hall said, are you supposed to be Jessica White today for Halloween? I was like, no, I didn't wash my hair last night.
Oh, boy. Well, here's some news. There's growing outpouring support for the release of Lyle and Eric Menendez. Did you watch the documentary? I need to figure out what was going on with Menudo and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is so shocking.
The stuff they described that happened to both of them is...
You told me enough. I mean, I'm not saying quit. I'm just saying you've told me enough where I know I do not want to watch that.
This is vile stuff to do to other people, much less your own kids.
Yeah. And so the reason that they're saying that they didn't... Some of the evidence wasn't presented right. I don't know what happened. But honestly, because they wanted to suppress it because it was right after the OJ trial.
Well, they also, like, if all that stuff you've alleged is in this was out at the time, those guys would not have been looked at in the same vain way that they've been looked at since.
They talk about that in the doc as far as what she's talked about with the OJ verdict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They felt like they had to get somebody. Not everybody was going to go loose.
Yeah. It's like that Hardy song with Lainey Wilson where he picks up this, you know.
Waiting on Stevie?
Nope. Waiting in the truck.
Wait by the truck.
Wait in the truck, Lainey. And he goes in there and kills the guy that beat her up. And he didn't even know her. And he drank one of his beers waiting on the cops to come get him.
What else do you think happened before that, though? Like there was.
They were lovers. They hadn't been. Like, why would you do that?
It might have been
give her a
shame.
Ride to the bus station. You ain't going to go kill the guy. Call the law on him or something. And then allegedly she came and visited him in prison and was waiting for him when he got out. Oh, bull crap. What a song.
Well, waiting in the truck.
Waiting the truck. What are you doing in there? Waiting in the truck.
Waiting in the truck. It's like I said. So Lyle,
you know his safe code, by the way? I'm going to rob him while I'm in here, too.
Lyle and Eric Menendez have spent more than 3 decades in prison after murdering their parents. And the LA DA has expressed support for their release and asked Governor Gavin Newsom to grant clemency for the two kids.
God. I shudder when I hear that name, Gavin Newsom. Yeah.
I got no problems with them getting out. They're talking about it. They're gonna make millions when they get out.
Like what? Well, I guess it depends on what they want to do. How will they make millions? Make it writing a book or
Like new interviews.
They're not gonna go out and do like conventions and stuff.
New stories? No, it'd be like way bigger stuff.
I would not. That you asking for a real bad karma if you do that, I think.
And that documentary is good. They're on it's it. Like, they're prison conversations. But, you know, like, you kind of, look, murder's murder, you know. But
you
kind of
gunned down both your parents.
I mean, you kind of see what they were going through when you watch it. Like, okay, well, you felt like that was the
and
only recourse.
Both parents, right?
I think the reason that they turned them into such monsters is because the way they spent the money afterwards.
Like, did the parents meet at a victim of sexual child crimes and meet there and say, wow, you too? Let's keep this cycle going.
Like, the mom was complicit with it and didn't do anything to stop it.
But did mom and dad both know the other one was doing it? Of course.
Oh, yeah.
The cousins knew
that
about
evil
it.
Exist?
And people knew what the dad was allegedly doing to Menudo and people that were in that band.
And not the Mexican side dish. You're actually the band Menudo.
The band.
Right. Oh, Lord. I think it's Puerto Rican, actually. Menudo. Right?
I don't know.
I believe it came from, is it Mexico or Puerto Rico? Menudo. Not the band, again. Sure. The food. I got a computer. I'm looking up.
He was Cuban, the Menendez dad, so I don't know if it was started there or somewhere else.
Like even having that last name would just be the worst.
And isn't it, to me, it's odd that all these documentaries are coming out that people, like the story, this is a true story. Or this
at least this one took 30 years, 25 years. Most of these come out while the scandal's still happening.
Yeah.
Which is
unbelievable. I was too young when it happened to kind of know what was going on with it, so. It's one of those you go back and discover, like, oh, okay. Family, both sides of the family are cool with them getting out. So, I mean, they were in there for what? 35 years, I think?
3 decades,
been that long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 98. Is that what it was?
So they're saying even if the guy re-sentenced to manslaughter, they've already served.
Okay, it is. Menudo is from Mexico. I was right.
Because Ricky Martin was in it. I remember that.
No, I'm talking about the dish again.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're talking about food, you know.
I know. That's why I thought I had you on the same wavelength with me. Now, the band.
Yeah.
I will search that at another time.
So they're saying that they could be out by Thanksgiving, maybe. So it's going to happen probably by the end of November.
Menudo the dish from Mexico. Menudo the band from Puerto Rico.
Oh, I had it backwards. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know menudo was a dish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I legit thought it was just a band.
No, it's made from avocado. It's like that crap that they smear on the toast at brunch and charge $15 a slice for.
I'm going to pull back from the Puerto Rico since it's prevalent in the news recently.
Listen. Listen.
People shouldn't be surprised if certain comedians say certain things. That's his bit.
I mean, well, not even referring to that, but like, I mean, there's a bunch of little observations you made from that. We, as South Carolina, buy trash from other states.
Yeah. We keep it coal ash, too. Like, why are we the dumping spot for...
I don't know. Do we then send it to Puerto Rico? Like, is it all theirs? I mean, apparently it's a trade now to buy and sell garbage.
What's Georgia going to do with all that lithium? Like, you know what? We'll sit on it for you. That's cool. We'll watch it. I'm sure the federal government won't come for it like they came for all the cobalt in Idaho.
Oh, I heard you talking about the lithium in Western North Carolina.
I didn't know there was any there, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
just popped up. What did we store back in the day? Was it
tobacco?
Radon or?
Radon, iodine.
No, you don't want radon.
It's something we stored for some, like.
We were the iodine state, and then people were like, oh, that sucks for tourism. So yeah. We became the Palmetto state then.
Plutonium, was it? Did we have that?
Plutonium?
We stored something like for the country in this part of the country.
Oh, for nuclear warheads?
Yeah, it might have been. We stored
for the reactor?
Maybe. Wow. Somebody's gonna remember. I want to say.
Is there a Chernobyl, South Carolina that I don't know about?
Probably. Is there a Sugar Tit, Russia?
Dude, is that our sister city?
It should be.
Is there a Duncan, Ukraine?
There's got to be. And there's a.
Don't go too far with that.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the town that always gives you tickets right there around that exit.
That's Duncan.
I can't think of which one it was.
That's Duncan. See, that's named pretty rough, dude. Yeah.
Well, oh, Paige. Yeah, really.
Right there under that big flag.
That's your Rise Guys headline.
All right. Thank you so much, Paige.
Kenny from Chesney.
Kenny from Chesney.
Emails a lot.
Yes.
He's a frequent emailer.
He's the new Ben in Clemson. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. It's Halloween, everybody. Good morning.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes. It's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, TBT on TRG.
Here we go. It's Tobin Bell. Tobin, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm splendid. I'm happy to be up and around at the crack of dawn here on the West Coast.
Oh, geez Louise. Oh, well, thanks for getting up and getting going. Very excited to talk to you. I'll start with this. I think this is something that would be interesting to talk about. With all these conventions, Tobin, that are going on, it used to, you know, we talk about Star Trek conventions and now the Comic-Cons and all these things. Do you go and do the conventions? And the reason I ask, I attended one of my first ones last year. It was built around The Walking Dead, but Kane Hodder was there. There was Jason Voorhees, and he had the mask with him, like almost like people were asking him to put on the mask for photos. A, do you do the conventions? And B, do people kind of go overboard with it? Like, do they say, hey, bring the robe? We want you to wear the Jigsaw robe in the photos, things like that.
in answer to the first part, yeah, I have done some of those conventions, and I kind of pick and choose which ones I want to do, but they're always incredibly fun to do because you get to meet fans of the film and get to hear their points of view and thoughts about the films, and that's great. I just did one in Monterrey, Mexico, and the Mexican fans were incredibly smart and intelligent regarding the films. I talked to about 250 fans, and we obviously had a translator, but their questions were so incisive and so amazing. I was very impressed, and I had a great time there. And so, yeah, I do some of them depending on where they are and when they are and if I can fit it in, because they're always revealing to me. And the answer to your question about do I do, no, I don't. I, generally speaking, try to separate out what I do in the films
right.
from this being basically a personal appearance.
I was just thinking, though, with all the other great horror legends, you know, and by that I mean I'm putting Jigsaw in there with Freddy and Jason and all those guys without the mask or the face paint are not known. You're Jigsaw, the face and everything. So do you wish that the character had a little more anonymity to it, or are you cool with just the way it went?
Oh, no, it's, you know, I'm an actor.
Yeah.
So I look for richness in the part.
Right.
And I do what I do to the absolute best of my ability, and the rest is outside my control.
Sure.
You know, the rest is something that is, you know, it ends up on a 60-foot screen, and people are going to think and believe whatever they want to think. And
yeah.
But I'm grateful to be part of such an amazing story that Saw has become, and
hell of a franchise. Absolutely,
it's an amazing ride. I think you know, we're going to have a whole cadre of new fans that we didn't have back you know, when we stopped making the films, because they were too young to go to the theater. So there's a whole group of millennials now that are going to be going to these films that we didn't have back then. Because I have gotten to know horror fans are a passionate and devoted group of people.
Yes, they are.
Unlike any other genre. And so I have since been introduced to the passion of the horror genre because of my participation in the Saw films. So I really now understand why people love to go to horror films.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I rewatched the first Saw the other day. Watching that one compared to now. Now, the storyline is Jigsaw has passed, but his spirit lives on through others, correct?
That's one of the things about the Saw films that's so amazing, is that we've moved around in the timeline so often, so much that fans are kind of used to that. This is a standalone film.
Oh, it is?
Jigsaw. Okay. Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. You do not have to have seen any of the other films to comprehend and understand and have an amazing experience at this film. It stands by itself. The story is very strong, and a lot of the concepts that we've introduced into the films and the amazing special effects and twists and turns and terrifying moments are still there, and some of the concepts that were introduced, I mean, there's so many things that have been talked about in Saw films that capture the imagination of people. And, you know, everything from the treatment of the terminally ill by the medical community to just basically appreciating your own life. And it makes people think. And so a lot of those concepts were introduced by James Wan and Lee Whannell at the beginning, and we've just expanded on them.
Now, that's that right there in itself. You know, the way that the first Saw, for instance, like you talk about the timelines. I mean, the movie really never leaves that one particular room. And Tobin, I got to tell you, after I've seen it many times, but going and watching it at the end, for those that haven't seen it, I don't want to give it away. But the ending, I still, when that music hits, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, and the ending, and you, oh my God, it still raises the hair up on my arms. I mean, it's still solid. I want to ask you this, Tobin Bell. Do you have a favorite scene scene at of the Saw movies. I'm talking about maybe a particular way that someone had to get away to get out. I have one that comes to mind, but I want to see if yours is close to mine. I'm talking about the scene where it just made you say, holy crap, that put me on edge, that one scene.
The scene that comes to my mind is, I think it was in Saw 4 or 5, where we went back to the moments before I lay on the floor in Saw 1.
Uh-huh.
And Shawnee Smith, who plays Amanda, and I are in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I found that, because I always love the moments before. When you see, oh, that's how that happened.
Right.
And there's that scene in the bathroom, which mm-hmm. is a flashback to the moments before Saw 1. I adore stuff like that. So, and it's extremely revealing, and I adore working with Shawnee. She's an amazing actress.
Just for my own input here, Saw 2 with the needle pit. Sure. I really would dream about that several times after I saw that in Saw 2. So mm-hmm. that's the one that sticks out with me, too.
That was Shawnee also.
Tobin, I know you've done it for us before, but will you ask Paige if she'd like to play a game?
Paige, yes. You want to play a game?
God bless her.
Yes.
Tobin Bell, thanks for taking time out to speak with us this morning.
Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you guys. And hello to all my friends in Greenville.
That's right.
The Rise Guys.
Live.
That was good.
Lord,
that's good.
CallRob.com studios here in Greenville. Someone's missing. It's Paige.
Where's she go?
Where is Paige? Well, she can't guess. That's a zero. Let's go ahead and do pigskin picks now. Ah, damn it. There she is. We were going to go ahead and do pigskin picks, Paige. But now you're back. Live from CallRob.com studios in Greenville on Halloween, it's time to say famous people with a Halloween birthday. Happy birthday.
Zockit. Boss.
Bossy.
Yeah, boss.
Would you like to guess Willow Smith?
I do a good Igor.
Igor.
Yeah, boss.
No. I don't want to.
I should try to do an Igor again. Cause
try it.
It turns ethnic.
Do it.
Oh,
I can't do it without sounding like a certain.
Okay, well, that's not.
Well, good. Igor is probably Russian, right? With a name like that. Igor.
Yes, boss.
Yes, boss.
It's got to be.
Frankenstein.
Oh. She is 24 today. How about S. Brick?
Anyways.
S. Brick.
A.K.A. Finch from American Pie. Stifler hooked up with his mom, Eddie K. Thomas.
Oh.
He's been in some other stuff, too.
40.
I know you know him, right? Like you said.
Oh, yeah.
42.
46?
Esbrick is 44 today.
Oh.
Oh, poo.
You remember Piper Perabo? You want to guess her?
She was in the Olympics for something.
I'm
thinking Peekaboo Streets.
I can't think of who it was.
Or is it Streets or Streets?
I think it's Streets.
Streets.
Streets?
Streets.
Oh, it's Streets. Peekaboo Streets. Oh, Lord. That's when you thought you cleaned the toilet, but it looks like you didn't. Peekaboo.
Piper Perabo was in Coyote Ugly. She was in Yellowstone for a little bit.
Oh. Go ahead, Paige. I'll play off you.
Oh, my goodness. I say 46. I don't know.
I'll go 47 then.
Oh, you're so close. How about 48 years old?
48 now.
We're almost there.
Almost. Vanilla.
It is.
Rob Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle's birthday today.
Rob Van Winkle?
Nice.
An unbelievable. Like, I'm marvel at his career. I'm not saying the guy's like, you know, living the fancy free life, but let's be honest here. One song has turned in. I mean, he had the Ninja Turtle song that was fine. He had the One Love song that was really bad.
They play that funky music, white boy.
Yeah, but that was just a rip off of. So, like, amazing that he's done reality shows and
he's got a good business sense.
He's a nice guy too.
Well, that does only go so far.
The interviews I've seen, like, I think he's pretty good with his money.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
They can draw a check here soon.
Imagine if he hadn't been a rapper, he would have been a rock star.
Van Winkle? Remember when that came out with the new metal started coming out. He released a hardcore album. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I may have to rejoin with that.
He's handsome.
I'll go 56.
I'll go 60.
I wish you would have went 57.
Ah, be that blank.
Just like your favorite condiment, because that's what he is.
No.
Big old Heinz 57.
I don't like that.
It gives you rumble butt.
That's not the biggest hip hop birthday of the day. You got two guesses here.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to say that it's, I'm going to Mike D.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, be dad blame.
It's not Michael Diamond's birthday.
It's freaking the King Ad-Rock. There is none higher. Sucker MC should call him sire.
Adam Horowitz. Which.
His last name's kind of offensive.
There's no LL Cool J without Beastie Boys.
No.
Mainly Ad-Rock himself.
Also, Rev Run said the same thing about they.
Oh yeah,
they pushed Run DMC even more mainstream. Them and Aerosmith.
Yep,
his brother didn't like him saying that.
Got that lineage of Def Jam. If you go back and look at it from Rick Rubin all the way down,
hand in hand, like that. Where did that divisiveness come from?
Yep,
I don't know.
Guy's a genius. In his White House.
White Rubin. Yeah. Rick Rubin.
I mean, where's White? Goodness. He's got the white bus, the White House.
Hey, well, he does a podcast in a old Winnebago in its backyard, and it's like, it seems so tranquil, so nice.
How are more people not picking his brain in the music business?
Yeah, it's because everybody knows it all now.
Stupid dummies.
MCA, not MCA.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Adam Horowitz, King Ad-Rock, I'll say is 58?
59.
He is 58 years old today.
Good job.
I'm going to play this music anyway.
Did you have a favorite Beastie Boy? Because mine was MCA. MCA. God bless. It was King Ad-Rock.
Yeah, because he seemed to be more like the trickster.
The way he talked. When he had a little.
New York.
Yeah, he had that New York, like, Marge Simpson kind of thing going. I know she's from Springfield, but still.
He was the prankster of the group, it seemed. Mike Diamond's a little reserved, you know, he's the more quiet of the three.
Yeah. Plus, he looks weird old. Like, he still, like, dresses the same and has the same hair, like, really thick hair. But just, luckily, I look great old.
This guy was
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. He was almost a guest of the show. He's having a little tip with his daughter currently.
Uh-oh.
You can do it! I love him in movies, too, and I hate that we had that experience.
I know, and I'm going to guess his birthday this year. Maybe it's time to extend that olive branch.
God, I'd like to. He's kind of going through some stuff.
He was pretty nice to me when I talked to him.
Plus, I love the bit. You put your weed in there.
Oh, yeah. Rob Schneider is, I'll say, 61.
62.
He is 61 years old today.
Good Nailed job. It.
Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, now.
Very classically good-looking actor.
I wouldn't have thought he was that old. You going in order?
We are going in order.
Paige, go ahead. Ladies first. That's why I've been going first all this time.
63.
61.
Oh.
He is 61 years old.
Hey.
Okay.
I have a feeling.
How about the crime dog?
Fred McGriff?
It is Fred McGriff. He's a Halloween baby. I never knew that about Fred.
21. Take him back to 66. I will say that he is 63.
64.
Guess what?
Is he?
He's also 61 years old today.
Oh,
that's three
goodness.
In a row, 61s.
Oh, that's the work right there.
Let me see if I can do an impersonation of this guy, see if you can guess who it is. It's also my birthday today. I haven't done the nightly news in many, many years.
Oh, I thought you were doing Steve Sinacrocki at first. That's Tom Brokaw.
That was before my time, old Walter.
I had a family member call him Tom Brokaw.
You know what? I did the wrong impersonation. It is Dan Rather's birthday.
Oh, is it Dan Rather?
I looked at it and was thinking Tom Brokaw. It's Dan Rather's birthday.
Did Dan Rather say Dan something?
Rather. Sounded like a Cronkite.
Was he like removed?
There was
not canceled, but
There was some kind of, I think, misinformation that was misreported or something like that.
With Rather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called some hell.
I know Brian Williams got caught lying about
something about
being shot at when he was in Fallujah or wherever. But Dan Rather, I thought he had said something out of, you know, went against the media way or whatever.
He embellished some stuff.
He should do a podcast in his barn.
Something the guy reported before they can fact check it. I think it was something kind of innocent.
Well, clearly they don't hold anybody.
Which he still works.
By that anymore.
I'm Dan Rather.
I will say he's 82 years old.
I sound like somebody on a CB. Breaker, breaker. Over.
Oi.
83.
Oh, you're 10 years off, Paige.
93.
Dan Rather's 93 years old. I got some happy heavenlies for you, but pretty stellar list, to be honest.
Oh, it'd be cool. Well, no, they were born on Halloween. They didn't die on Halloween.
Yeah, just born on Halloween. We've got Little Joe Cartwright.
Michael Landon
would have been 88 years old today. This guy left us too soon. Died in 1994. He had a heart attack on the set of,
John Ritter?
No, I forgot the movie he died on. Wagons East, I believe.
Wagons East.
Yeah. John Candy.
Oh.
Would have been 74 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Barbara Bel Geddes.
From Dallas?
Yeah, Miss Ellie.
Wow, Mrs. Ellie Ewing.
Would have been 102.
No way.
She was that old on the show.
She drank literal oil. She drank it like coffee.
I'm going to go back and watch that.
It was a fictitious show.
You can't get the first season on Amazon.
Of Dallas?
It starts in season 2 and goes up.
How come?
I don't know.
I don't know. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Is the same way. It starts on season 3. Why do I know that? Because I was looking for season 1 and 2.
When did JR get shot? Was that the end of season 1?
No. No.
I never watched Dallas. I got to go back and
watch
it.
That was probably midway through their run.
His cousin Patrick did it, I read.
I don't want to say for those that don't know.
Wahoo Cubs and Patrick's on the show.
It wasn't Victor Kariakis. That was a different show. That's why.
Yeah, that was.
I'll tell you this. It's Halloween. I enjoyed the hell out of talking to little kids today. That sounds weird, but like I enjoyed them calling in the school line, telling us what they're going to be for Halloween.
Yeah. I liked it more than you did.
That's not possible.
If they like Spidey or Batman.
Yeah, all that was great. Thank you for those that called in and those that listen. We appreciate you. You can get... Now, listen. We're still investigating this.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google, and Amazon. For some reason, they're not showing up on our app.
Yeah, we're getting it worked on.
My fob still works. I was like, okay, we didn't get blown out or fired.
No, that's what they call it in the biz.
Blown out. Dun dun dun,
bam, nah, nah, bam.
Nah,
not going across the street.
Now, no, I. That's a workout place and a wings place.
Oh, I go to the one for sure.
Yeah, for lunch. But other than that, be careful this evening. Whatever you're doing, obviously not everybody's sane like y'all listening right now. So be very careful and have fun. I know you're tired after work, but take them out and let them trick-or-treat. I mean, enjoy these moments. They don't last very often. Fat Boy and I will tell you that the kids don't even want to do it now. Well, they mine's really too don't. Old to do it, and yours, I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't know.
He's 20.
Wow, God.
Whoa,
well, it's probably
happen?
Not good that he would do that then.
Look at that.
Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.